Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. I'm Shelley Delaney, and today is December 4th, the first Tuesday in December. And that means my first guest is Kate Inge, Grants and Marketing Coordinator for Juno Public Libraries. Welcome back.
Thanks, Shelley. How's it going?
It's good. Thanks. Thanks for being here. So you're here for monthly updates for the library. You guys always have so much great stuff going on. And in our usual tradition, before we get going with that, I just would like to ask, what are you reading right now?
Yeah, so I just finished this book this weekend. Actually, no, on Friday. And it's Nine Perfect Strangers by Leanne Moriarty, who is the author who wrote Big Little Lies. And so she has a new book out. We have it at the library. You can give us a call or go online and put it on hold. And it was really good. And I pretty much didn't do much last week except for read this book. So
don't you love that about a good book?
So, yeah, it was very exciting. So that's what I'm... And I was like, this will be a perfect book to talk to Shelley about.
Thank you. Big Little Lies. I like that one as well. It was very absorbing.
Yeah.
A real page turner. So I've written it down, Nine Perfect Strangers. I didn't know that one was coming out, but I think I'm going to have to put it on my list. I just checked out a book on Hoopla, and I just started it last night. It's called Lazaretto, and it's new from Diane McKinney Whetstone.
Okay.
It looks like it's going to be a little dark. I know. I keep getting books that are kind of bring me down. But it also looks very interesting and very well written and very engrossing. So we'll see if I make it through. I think I'd rather read Nine Perfect Strangers.
Yeah. Well, next month you'll have to tell me if you finished it.
Okay.
How it was.
Yeah. I'm also excited about the new Louise Penny book coming out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So I think I did request that one today, but I'm sure it's a long list.
Yeah. Yeah. And we have that one, too. I'm sure there's probably a long holds list.
Yeah.
But I don't know if people know this. Maybe if you borrow a lot of popular books from the library, the loan for our books, the loan actually shortens to 2 weeks instead of 4 weeks.
Mm.
So we can hopefully move through the holds list faster so people don't have to wait so long. But sometimes when the books are really thick, that 2 week limit is kind of harsh. But
and then probably no renewals.
No renewals, yeah. So because we want to make sure everybody can have a chance.
Well, you know, I tend to find that when I order a book, you know, the wait is usually not as long as I think it's going to be, especially if I order the hard copy and just pick it up next door at the State Library. But I also use Hoopla, Libby, Overdrive, all those great services as well. So I never really have to wait that long for anything I want to read, which is great. So thanks, Juno Public Libraries, for all those terrific resources. Okay, month of December, lots going on. What is on the agenda for the Juno Public Libraries?
So I think the main thing that I wanted to talk about is, I don't know if anybody, if you've gone to the Valley Library, but we have a educational display from NASA, Discover NASA. And it's kind of like those displays if you go to the Pacific Science Center. They're interactive and they're like, then they'll teach you things. This time it's going to teach you about going to Mars or living on a space station or just a general like quiz, like a game show quiz on science facts about like space. And we're going to have it through January till sometime in February. So if you want to stop by and take a look. It'll be it's a lot of fun if you are trying to think of something to do with your kiddos now that it's getting dark. And I know school's going to be out here pretty soon. Like, you can definitely stop by the Valley Library. We're going to be open except for the holidays, our normal hours. So you can bring your kids by and take a look at it.
Yeah, can you give us an example of one of the exhibits? Did you interact with one?
I did interact with one. There's one where you can kind of build your own solar system, and it kind of brought back memories of middle school science, because I think I had to do that in my middle school science class, and it was kind of fun. Mine didn't survive. I'm not very good at placing getting the gravitational pulls and placing the planets so that they can kind of orbit without crashing into each other, but that's one. There's one where you can do kind of like a pretend weather update on Mars, and you can dress up like an astronaut and like be in front of a green screen. They have some rocks that have come from meteorites that you can take a look at.
Oh,
and
cool.
So yeah, there's a whole bunch of different displays all throughout the library, so you can kind of come in and then move throughout the whole Valley Library space and take a look at them.
Well, that sounds super interesting. Yeah. How did the library get a hold of all that great stuff?
Well, I think it's thanks to Andy Hirsch, who's our outreach librarian. And she, I don't know if people remember, at the beginning of the year, we had, I think it was Discover Tech. And then we had applied for a grant, got it, had this another educational displays came up. And I think because of that, the company kind of asked and emailed Andy and said, hey, do you want this? And she said, sure. And now we have another one.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, yep. Shout out to Andy Hirsch.
Yeah.
And has it been pretty well received? Do the kiddos like it?
It has, yeah.
And the big kiddos?
And the big kiddos, yeah. I only have one Valley Library shift on Friday nights, but when I go, there's usually at least one or two people coming in, and kids are like, oh, hey, come look at this. And they kind of bring their parents in or their grandparents to kind of also show them.
Oh, neat. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm glad that's going over well with the audiences.
Yeah, me too.
The next thing that I've got on the list is the Hour of Code program at the Douglas Library. Would you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah. So right now this week, I think starting yesterday, going through Sunday, it's the Hour of Code week. And I think a lot of other libraries are kind of doing programming to help introduce kids to code. And because they kind of feel like coding, especially knowing how to code, might be something that will be beneficial when you when kids get older. And so there's lots of programs going out throughout the country. And ours is going to be tonight at the Douglas Library. And there's going to be two, I think there's like a Minecraft coding project and like a dance party coding project. And it's for second grade kids and older. And so if you want to come by the Douglas Library to check that out, I think it starts at 6, you can like get a little intro to coding.
Cool. Do you know about like the specific exercises they'll be doing? Anything about it?
I don't. Felicity's the one who organized it, and she kind of found what to the programs that she's doing. And like all I know is that there's going to be a Minecraft themed one, which I think is Minecraft is super popular. I think still.
Yeah, I think so too.
And then one to kind of code a dance party. So I'm not sure if we'll make things dance or if there's going to be music playing, but we have everything all set up for both.
That sounds really interesting, especially if they get to learn how to code a little, little bit of the Minecraft game or a little basic Minecraft program. Yeah. I don't know too much about it, but it would be cool. I'd be interested.
Yeah.
So I'm sure they're going to love it. Is there a registration? Is there a cost associated?
No, cost. Just show up because it's free. It's open to kids. Yeah.
Tonight?
Tonight, yeah, over at Douglas.
What time?
I think it starts at 6. 5:30 or 6.
Great. All right. And so those are both two pretty big activities that you guys have had going on this month. And then I know you wanted to mention some of the end of year seasonal closures and breaks that are going on. So what do people need to know about that?
So if you are a fan of our Toddler Time and Story Times, they're going to go on break Monday the 17th. And that's going to go through the new year, and they won't resume until Monday, January 7th. So make sure you make a note of that. So if you show up to the library after the 17th, we probably won't be doing a story time. Parents are more than welcome to do their own because we'll still have all the books and everything, but our youth services librarians are going to be taking a break and working on other projects during that time.
Okay. And anything else that we need to know about? You said if you check out a library book today.
Oh, today, yeah.
Libraries are closed on New Year's Day.
Yep. So we're going to be closed Christmas Day and New Year's Day, but we're also going to be closing early on Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. So we're going to be closing at 5 o'clock on those days. So probably people are going to be busy and doing other things, but you can rush in on Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve to get some last minute items, pick up some holds. If you're you need to print things, you can also print. We will be closing early. The book drops will still be open if you want to return items. And then we'll reopen normal hours the 26th and then January 2nd.
Well, pretty short breaks.
Yeah.
That middle of the week holiday.
Yeah, middle of the week holiday.
Well, great. Well, thanks for staying open as long as you guys do. You guys have great hours. And again, I always mention the website. I'm sure all that information is available there too if you didn't get all that.
Yeah.
Great. And you've got a couple other things happening this month. Downtown Family Night. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. So it's a family night. There are programs that we do every, like once a month there's one. It's usually like on a Thursday. I think this one is going to be December 20th, which is a Thursday, and it's yoga themed. There's a different theme every month. And so this one is going to be yoga themed. I think we have an instructor coming in to kind of show some yoga poses. There's going to be a light snack. It usually happens right after work, so it's not going to be too late into the evening. So it's enough time for people to kind of like go home, get their kids, come to the library, do this family night activity, and then, you know, kind of go on.
Sounds great. Family yoga.
Yeah, family yoga.
The family that yogas together, right? And then all the libraries are featuring winter holiday books in their own kind of separate displays right now.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for something specific for the holidays, they're all in one convenient place.
Yeah. It's all the kids' books. So all the kids' picture
books.
Yeah. Juvenile fiction. Some like myth, some of the really pretty illustrated books. And they're all in the kids' areas. So if you go into the children's area, we'll kind of have them set up kind of in their own display, so you can hopefully find things pretty easy. And if not, all the books have like a silver sticker on them, so we kind of know this is one that's holiday themed.
Well, that's great. As we mentioned at the start of the interview, it's a great way to pass the time on the holidays, especially if you've got a house full of bored little kiddos that can't go outside. And then, of course, throughout the month of December, some of the same things that you guys always have, English as a second language classes and Tlingit language classes, those will still be going on as usual. Just like to highlight them in case someone's listening for the first time. Or in
except
case
for
you've
the Tlingit language
changes.
Learning. because they're 6 o'clock on Mondays, every Monday, they won't be happening Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve because we're going to be closed. Unfortunately, they're going to be closed those 2 days, but all the rest of the times are going to be
Those learners are going to have some catching up to do in January.
Yeah.
All right, Kate. Well, thanks so much for being with me today. And if you haven't yet, go see the Discover NASA displays at the Valley Library and check out the Hour of Code and all the other fun stuff that Juneau Public Libraries has going on this month and year round. And thanks, Kate Inge, as always, for being with me today.
Thank you for having me.